So I'm thinking it's like this century's Edsel, at least at this point, when it comes to using the Edsel as its 19th century moniker of being the failed vehicle. Actually, division. Remember, Edsel was actually division for the Ford Motor Company. It was much more than just a vehicle. They put together a whole effort behind the failed attempt at the vehicle, which just kind of went away and now is a moniker for company failures.
Yeah. The biggest obstacle, I think, was that big, ugly oval it had on the front end.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that was unsightly and probably took more away from the car than anything else.
If you look back at some of the pictures and things like that. Well, it was announced yesterday that Segway is no longer going to manufacture. It's boldly claimed and proudly unveiled and highly touted as it was first announced. The HT, the human transporter, eventually became the PT, the personal transporter. But after being introduced way back in 2001, here in 2020, it's decided to no longer manufacture the Segway PT.
Going away. Huh?
Yeah, it's going away.
Never really caught on that big.
The president of Segway, Judy Kale, says, within its first decade, the Segway PT became a staple in security and law enforcement, viewed as an effective and efficient personal vehicle. I'm trying to remember. I do remember that it seemed that that was one of the most noted uses.
Mall cops more than anything,
yeah.
I think.
In fact, it was, what was the movie with the mall cop movie?
Blart?
Yeah.
Paul, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
The guy from King of Kings. Yeah, Kevin James.
Kevin
right?
James, yeah. Well, that was one of the things that people said was made it so funny was he was on the Segway in the movie. But Segway, it says here, the PT sales accounted for less than 1.5% of the company's revenues last year. 21 employees are going to be laid off. Another 12 employees will stay on for 2 months. 5 will remain. They're going to more concentrate, I guess. Segway is now advanced into the personal scooters and things like that, some of the more noted transportation. You might remember it was Dean Kamen who was the man behind the Segway. Some of the people say the failure of Segway had a number of reasons. First of all, the price tag of around $5,000 was a little steep for people just looking to have a personal transportation system.
I guess.
And, of course, remember, it was the challenge of the fact that you had to be balanced. Remember, you had if you didn't have the proper balance, the Segway wouldn't go forward, backward turn, and a lot of people had problems with that. And there's a lot of great videos, especially posted on YouTube, of people having Segway failures. And though it's sad to note, I'll remind you, and I'd forgotten about this till I read in the story that was written here, that one of the most noted Segway failures was in 2009, 10 months after buying the company, British self-made millionaire Jim Heselton died after the Segway he was riding careened off a 30-foot cliff not far from his country estate. He was only 62 years old. I'd forgotten that, but then as I read it, I remember that because it was like...
Yeah.
Iconic accident, if you will, or ironic accident. Of course, one of the famous videos that you could find when President George W. Bush avoided injury when he tumbled off a Segway. And remember, in 2015, when sprinter Usain Bolt was taking a victory lap and a person on the media was trying to follow him on a Segway and ran him over, though he later joked about it, but still.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was 2017 that Segway got involved into the scooter business, and that's where it seems that that's where they're going to concentrate on the lightweight scooters seem to be more of a popular and reasonably priced and apparently more easily used item that people get around with today.
Yeah.
A marketing consultant was asked about the Segway, and the marketing consultant said it was probably overhyped before it was launched, and when it was launched, everyone realized This isn't going to work, especially on city sidewalks. I remember that, too. It was supposed to be, everyone was supposed to be cruising around in Segways, but they were big and bulky, and you had no room to make a move.
Yeah, they were never that appealing.
No, and I never understood. I suppose it had some practical applications in some ways, but in a nation of where we want more people to be in shape and fit and, you know, being mobile.
Thank you.
We're going to take away just the simple act of walking down the street. Let's put you on this thing and you can motor around, thereby once again finding a way to de-emphasize exercise that you can get by walking.
And people would ride those things and say, hey, I was outside getting exercise.
Exactly. No, you weren't. The only exercise you were getting was when you're picking yourself off of the pavement and walking to the hospital for emergency treatment. So, yeah, the segue. So if you are an owner of one, I don't know if there'll be any future value to it.
Oh, there might.
No, you never know.
Yeah.
Long-term down the road.
Maybe going back to our original thought, let's find an owner of an Edsel and see if they had to try to auction it off lately and see what they might be getting. What's the market value? What's the market value of a Segway these days? I don't know. Well, anyway, I just thought it was amusing just because I remember it as being such a highly touted thing. And
I wouldn't want to own one and drive one, but an Edsel might not be a bad thing to have to take to a car show because people could go around and say it'd be an example for the only one there, and people go around and say, there is the biggest failure ever in the auto industry. Sitting right there. You can see it.
Well, and which in that way probably is more popular in that instance than it was as the vehicle when it was first produced.
Yeah, people didn't put too many of them on the road.
The Segway, no way.